This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and joining me now from Gun Owners of America is the Barefoot Defender, Stephen Williford. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, too, and it's a great one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. When you guys are out there, it's always nice to watch you guys hand their heads back to them on a plate. Recently, you decided to roll into the glitzy city of New York and have a little fun with them. Tell me about this.
Well, after the Bruin decision happened, and the Bruin decision said that to bear arms meant to carry arms, and that all these states like New York that were May issue states had to be shall issue states. So the governor of New York, or Mayorkas, or whatever her name was, she decided that, okay, then you had to turn over like the last 5 years of your social media, you know, and there was certain places you couldn't carry and stuff. And the Gun Owners of America, please find us at gunowners.org and sign up. We filed a lawsuit against it and just recently got totally overturned, you don't have to turn over your social media for them to decide whether you're good enough to carry a gun or not. And on their recommendation was is you had to, any privately owned property, you had to have express written consent to be able to carry there from the property owner, which meant that basically you couldn't carry anywhere on any restaurant or anything unless you knew the owner. That got taken away. And also, and this is a very important one to me, they were trying to ban anyone from carrying at churches and synagogues, and that was overturned also.
Now, this was part of the whole thing that we called, or I called, the Bruin response laws that they came out with, right? This is where they got out there, and I mean, New York especially, they were the object of the particular target with the Bruin decision.
Absolutely, yeah. They didn't like the Bruin decision, and they wanted to, okay, fine, then we'll limit where you can carry in, and we can also put in there that you have to turn over your social media, and if there's something on it we don't like, then we can restrict your gun ownership and your ability to carry because you exercise your First Amendment right.
Right. So with that, with what you just got here, is this going to be one of those things where they're going to appeal it and you guys are going to have to fight the appeal, or would this go to, will this actually go to the Supreme Court now?
Sure, they'll appeal it. They always will. But while the appeal process is going, everything moves forward. It's written as such, so it all moves forward until it gets through. And we don't know whether they will appeal it directly to the Supreme Court or they'll go to the Second Circuit. And the Second Circuit is, you know, the full Second Circuit. So we don't know what it'll be, but if it goes to the full Second Circuit and they overturn this judge's, the three-judge panel decision, then we will appeal it. It'll go to the Supreme Court.
I think they call that en banc, right? Are they requesting an en banc review?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
And then if the Second Circuit upholds it, then you guys would appeal it to the Supreme Court, right?
Well, so if they uphold the decision,
oh,
then
my bad.
They would have to appeal it. Yes. Yes, because it has been overturned.
Right. Well, that would be most entertaining. Now, I sort of wonder.
So it is just excellent that our lawyers are out there doing this. And again, please go to gunowners.org and sign up. If you're wondering what we're doing for your state, look it up and find out. We're actually working in all of them, like got Prop 114 overturned in Oregon and, you know, just all kinds of things like that. And Illinois, we got a judge to agree with us on the assault weapons ban, and in California too. Now all those have been appealed and they will move forward. But, you know, if we win one of these with the assault weapons ban at the federal level and it goes all the way to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court agrees with us, then it overturns assault weapons ban throughout the nation.
Right.
And that's what we're hoping for. We're hoping to move it right to the Supreme Court. We're sure that if the Supreme Court hears, they will agree with us. And we will have a great victory and we'll be dancing in the street.
Well, you be sure and get some video of that dance in the streets. There's some people I like to see dancing in the streets. Now, normally, in these states where you don't have, and I hear you talking about what's happening in your state and everything else, do you have state chapters in all these states nowadays?
We have, GOA is in every state in the nation.
Right.
Now, there's some states that we have regional directors over the states, and there's some states that have their own directors over them. But again, we fight the fight in all 50 states, and we don't care. We're in the fight to win it, and please go to gunowners.org and sign up and help us with these fights. Find out. You can go to gun owners, find out who your representative is in your state at gunowners.org. Find out the representative and go sign up to help. We need volunteers. We need get you on the email so that we can send email blasts out so you will know when to go to your state capital. And, excuse me. And fight these things.
Yep. You need to clear your throat a few times there, Stephen.
No, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, it's important that you get in the fight. And we are in the fight.
Yeah, Gun Owners of America is always in the fight. That's the thing. That's the thing that I don't think some people take into account when you're looking at some of these organizations is whether or not they are actually active in the fight. And I think a lot of people, and I want to ask you about this in the next segment, because it's not true, of course, but I think a lot of people probably look at Gun Owners of America now, and they've only just found out you guys exist. And I'll explain that. I'll explain that in the next segment, but I mean, once again, tell everybody how to find Gun Owners of America, if you would.
Go to gunowners.org.
And join.
Gunowners.org.
I think for $25 you become an annual member, and as an annual member, that $25 they're going to use that, and they're going to send people out like Steven Stambly and I don't remember young Mr. Olson's first name, but those guys, they're going to go out there and they're going to do the work that Steven is describing. On a regular basis, they're doing that work. So go join them, gunowners.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Oh,
licensed online gun shops. Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos. And those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Stephen Williford from Gun Owners of America. Now, back in the day, Stephen, when I was doing some stuff with Gun Owners of America, nobody knew who they were, and they all thought Larry Pratt was the president of the NRA. Were you involved with them at any point during that time?
Well, I've been a member of GOA for a very long time.
Right.
I've been an employee of GOA for past probably 2.5 years.
Okay.
But I've been involved. So I take the shotgun approach with the NRA, the GOA, Second Amendment Foundation, TSRA. I just sign up for all of them because I believe in the shotgun approach and anything we can do to fight for our rights. But I see who fights the hardest out of all of them is the GOA, and that's why I choose to work for the GOA.
Right.
Is because we are making a difference where some of the rest of them aren't making as much of a difference as we are. And we believe in no compromise. We don't believe in negotiating rights away. There's no negotiation anymore. We got our backs against the wall. We are fighting harder than anyone else, not only to preserve the rights that we still have, but to take back the rights that we have lost. And people don't understand how much we've lost, you know, and the GOA is aware of that. And we're fighting for that. We're trying to take those rights back. Remember when people used to carry guns to school in the headache rack on their truck?
Yep.
You know?
I was going to school with that.
And today that could never happen. You know, what's changed in this world is attitudes and, you know, kids in their basements playing with video games and stuff. It's time to get back to what this country was founded as. It's time to do away with gun-free zones. 93% of shootings happen in gun-free zones. And it's ridiculous. And we need to do something about that.
Well, the thing that I like about Gun Owners of America is when, in my time with them, which was in from 2012 to 2015, whenever something happened, Larry Pratt would take every interview that was offered to him, even if he was going into a hostile interview. And he knew it was going to be hostile. He would go into those knowing that he was going to get hammered. And then he would go in there and just be Larry Pratt, which I'm sure Eric does a very good Larry Pratt impression himself. But, I mean, he would always step up and take it for the right. Where back in that day, back during that time, whenever something would happen, NRA would have to get together and have a conference before they put out a statement. So the first statement is, we're putting together our statement. Larry would be out there right on the spot. Right as soon as it happened, he'd be right there.
You know, Eric Pratt is one of the most humble, kind men that I know. He's just, and he just knows all his facts and stuff, and he's not shaken by anybody. He's always the most courteous person that you will ever meet.
Right.
A strong Christian man, good Christian family, and I'm honored to work with, people such as Eric Pratt. I really don't know Larry Pratt that well, but Eric is showing a distinct characteristic of a good upbringing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know Eric better than I know Larry, but
sure.
He came up in a great family.
Yeah,
well, I mean, can tell you that.
Larry would always tell me, he'd be like, when I'm gone, you guys are going to be getting an upgrade. So that's the way he described Eric, was that Eric was the upgrade. Which, I'll say this, Eric has taken Gun Owners of America to a level that Larry could not take him to.
Gun Owners of America and the board and stuff, and we are conscious about where we spend the members' money.
Right.
We are the best bang for your buck.
Yep.
When they sign up, they ask me a lot of times, do I get a magazine? No, you don't get a magazine, but what you do get, you genuinely get in the fight. Your money makes a difference in the fight. And we count we got our bean counters that make sure that it's spent for the fight. And that's what's important. And that's what our members need to know, too. as we spend money on lawyers and research and stuff, and we're making a difference. We're the ATF hates us because we are hammering the ATF in every way possible, and we're winning. And that's the deal. If we weren't winning, the ATF wouldn't care so much. But they know that we're winning.
They got big problems with you guys, no doubt about that. They do know you're winning, and you guys fight the states, you fight the ATF, you fight the feds. Very effective. I mean, the reason we don't have universal background checks today is because of Gun Owners of America in 2013, when that vote was coming to a head. Gun Owners of America went out there and sent out an email blast, and the Senate was besieged with phone calls about universal background checks. That particular day, the thing that got the most votes was national reciprocity.
We just sent out, and Gun Owners of America members on the new ruling that the ATF did, they were asking for letters about whether you should be ATF had a new ruling that they are trying to force on us, where if you're going to sell a gun at all, you have to be a gun dealer.
Right.
And, so we sent out and we got 85,000 letters to go to the ATF to try to stop this. Gun Owners of America by far got more people to send in letters against this than any other organization. I think one other organization, the closest, had like 40,000. We had 85,000 letters go to try to stop this ruling the ATF is doing. That's where your money comes in. That's where, we let people know what's going on, and we can encourage them to sign up and fight in the fight. And we send out the email blast so you know what's going on and how to fight. Someone said, I don't have to be a part of an organization to fight. And that's true. You can go down to your state capitol and you can fight. But when we're organized together, we have a louder voice.
Yeah.
And please go to gunowners.org and sign up.
Steven? Thank you for taking the time to join me today and for shifting the way you did and everything. Steven had to shift. We were supposed to talk yesterday and because of me, we could not. And I'm glad everything is going well and that you found out that you got a negative result today. I'm very thankful for that as well.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wick. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is questioning why the international community isn't insisting that Hamas disarm and surrender.
It would be good if there was a strong international voice pressing Hamas to do what's necessary to end this. That could be tomorrow.
During an end-of-the-year news conference, Blinken emphasized that Israel has the right and obligation to defend itself. The U.S. Park Police reported that the Lincoln Memorial was discovered vandalized this morning. Authorities revealed that the phrase, Free Gaza, had been written in multiple locations using red paint. Thursday and Friday will be the peak days of activity during a holiday air travel season that's setting records. According to AAA, approximately 7.5 million air travelers are expected at U.S. airports. That will surpass the previous record of 7 million. That was established back in 2019. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. Joining me now from InvestUSA.org and American Thinker is Michael Letts. Good afternoon, sir.
Always a privilege, Bill. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yes, sir. So I know of all the people that I deal with, Michael's talks about the most stuff. And I know you've got something lined up, so surprise me with what you got lined up. What you got lined up?
Well, there's an awful lot going on, that's for sure, but I will tell you some of the biggest issue, of course, most frustrating issue, is I want to kind of let your listeners know what's going on in Texas so they can understand how this is happening across the country and the effect it's having on our law enforcement communities nationwide. We have prosecutors. This one's name is Joseph Garza, who are fully funded by George Soros. Now, if you don't recognize the name, that's fine. Just put George Soros and a far left-leaning ideology in the same sentence, and
right,
you'll understand it.
Right.
Of course, George is a little worse. He's using his billions, he's a billionaire, to try to fundamentally change America and remove our freedoms and make us a third world country. Well, he has funded prosecutors. When I say funded, he's been the key responsible person for providing the campaign financing for countless prosecutors all across the country. He's just trying to put them everywhere he can. The one that he got to get elected was in Austin, Texas. This is Joseph Garza. And here's a sad part of the story that giving your listeners the background. Is 8 months ago, there was a, what I call rioting, they call protest. Why do I call it rioting? Black Lives Matter and Antifa were there. They were using Molotov cocktails. Now, for those not understanding what Molotov cocktails are, I'll give you the kind of abbreviated version. You basically take a bottle, something of some sort, a glass bottle, fill it full of kerosene or diesel, put a lighter cloth to use as a lighter at the opening, set it on fire, throw it. So two things happen. Either it bursts and bursts into flames wherever it hits, or the fuse gets down into the diesel or whatever it may be, it blows the bottle. Either way, it's not a good thing to have hit you. So they're using Molotov cocktails. They're battering law enforcement officers. They're assaulting citizens. They're trying to take over a police station. So the police chief does what I probably would have been much more stern than he was, but he orders the SWAT teams to use rubber bullets. Now, you know, rubber bullets won't kill you, but it's kind of like getting hit with a paintball. It won't do any permanent damage, but it'll leave a welt and it'll sting. Well, they were very effective, and they broke up the riot, and they all went home. They decided that BLM thought they would sue, but didn't think they'd have a case. So instead of filing any civil suits, they just suddenly, the prosecutor holds a press conference and says, well, look, I believe that was abuse and battery and assault by the law enforcement officers on these poor protesters. I'm going to indict. He indicted 21 of them, the police officers, who were just following orders. And today, he holds the announcement that 17 of those 21 charges are being dropped, and probably the other four will probably be dropped in the next day or so. His explanation was, of course, he never had a case, and why did he not have a case? Not only did the agency, Austin PD, do his own internal investigation, state agency did an investigation, other local jurisdictions came over in the jurisdictions. They exonerated 100% the actions of the police officers. That was what they actually were doing, their job, their duty. But by this solicitor indicting them, of course, the 21 gets suspended, so they're losing their pay for the last 8 months. They're having to hire their own lawyers to ask them to defend. Basically, he destroyed 21 lives. And he sent a very clear message to anyone in that area. You don't agree with me, I'll use the judicial system to go after you, to destroy you. We've seen that not just here, but prosecutors that are liberal, that have been funded by George Soros, do that quite often across the country. And here is the result. So you have the prosecutor saying, well, guess I made a mistake, but you also feel good about it, because I just proved that I won't let anybody be below the law. And I will make sure that we go after anyone I feel like has been wrongly done and seek justice. He didn't seek justice, Bill. He destroyed 21 cops' lives. He should be held accountable for that. I told people on the air, been telling them all across the country that the one that needs to go to jail is the prosecutor. He abused the system, prosecutorial misconduct. They never had a case, destroyed lives. And it's not just Austin, Texas that I'm worried about. It's the message you're sending across the country. You know, it's bad enough to be a cop as it is now today. You don't pay anything. You get characterized as a racist, bad person, no respect, no equipment, and you put your life on the line. Why would you want to be one? Now you don't just put your life on the line. Now you run the risk of being arrested for doing your job and destroying your family and everything else. What a mess.
Where was the mayor on this? Where was the chief of police on this? Where was the supervisors, the frontline supervisors of those cops? None of those guys got, did any of them get indicted as well?
No. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
The chief of police and their supervisors were all behind their guys. This is something politically motivated they want to hack. The mayor, Austin, has become a Democratic-controlled blue state, blue city. Texas is a red state, but Austin is a blue city, very predominantly so. And so the mayor and all are backing the prosecutor. And we have to rein in and control these police, and sometimes we have to take actions to send a clear message that we're going to be watching your every move, and you'll be held accountable for anything you do. Making it sound as if cops consistently do nothing but make mistakes and go after people and do it in the name of justice. They're just creating a bad scenario, a bad situation that will end badly for American citizens. Because we're quickly getting to the point, Bill, and nobody wants to wear a badge.
That's going to be a big problem, isn't it, going forward? How long do you think this reputation in these, it's not just affecting these cities where they're defunding and demoralizing these cops on a regular basis. cops in cities where that isn't happening look at that, and they don't want to be cops there as well, aren't right? Am I right about that?
No, you're correct. And here's something to back up your statement. The National Association of Police Chiefs and the National Law Enforcement Society are predicting a minimum of 5 years, possibly 10, to undo the damage that has been done. In other words, let's just say we use it as a classic example. You had 100 officers before all this started. You need 100 officers, 110 officers. You're down to, say, 70 or 86. That's about where we're at. It will take you 5 to 10 years minimum to get built back up, assuming that things start changing immediately. As long as it stays this way, we're going to keep going worse, not
better. Right. It's going to take a while to get back that lost. I guess it would be trust, because if you're a police officer is completely and totally dependent on his chain of command to back him, isn't he? Without that, he's just out. He's just, he's almost like a loose cannon, and I, you know, makes me wonder how any of them would actually go out.
And the sad part about it is they've worked it to the position now to where even if your supervisor, your chief is backing you, if the prosecutor goes after you, it doesn't make any difference. They're going to get you anyway. And that's what's happening.
Michael, of course, is the he is the center and behind everything that happens at investusa.org. And what this is he goes out and he finds, and I mean, I've looked at some of his stuff. He has some really good vests, really well designed, because the vests that law enforcement officers wear, they wear all day long, every day, all day. So it has to be two things. It has to be, well, it has to be three things. It has to be functional. It has to be comfortable. It has to be effective. And Michael, has given away 11,000 plus vests of this type to law enforcement and to the canine colleagues as well. And that goes on very shortly. He's going to say that's actually top 12,000, Bill. And he probably already has. Yeah. So, I mean, that's what Michael does. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy,
There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Is Lock and Load. We're talking to Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org and from American Thinker, where he is a writer as well. And now Hunter Biden, the resident's son, he has been indicted. What does this mean?
Let me give you listeners a quick background and overview. In 2017, Hunter Biden's computer was taken to a work repair place, and he just left it, refused to pay the bill. So the person obviously checked it and saw all this classified and very sensitive material on it, called the FBI, as he should have. The FBI came, picked it up. So the FBI had it in their possession since 2017. They ran it by Bill Barr, who was the Attorney General at the time under Trump. Bill looked at it and said, well, I don't know, it's that big of a deal. Send it over to David Wise, who's the U.S. Attorney for Delaware. Now, understand, David Wise was a law partner with Joe Biden's son, knows Joe Biden is almost as good as if he were one of his own sons. He looked at it, sat on it. What was on that computer? Oh, tons of things. What was basically, they're breaking the category, all the money that Hunter Biden collected from foreign governments. What was he selling? Access to his dad, who was the vice president at the time. Proof that the access wasn't just, you know, a photo op, that we actually changed foreign policy to accommodate their requests. So basically it's treason. He sold the position of the vice presidency. And here's why I put this little tidbit in here, by the way. Also, the vice presidency really is not worth anything.
Right.
Can't do anything about the approval of the president. So the fact that policy was changed tells you what? Obama had to sign off on it.
That's right.
And we're very confident that he knew everything that was going on. He is just as corrupt, or even more so, than Joe Biden. So they sat on it. Finally, there became an outcry in the 2020 election. Don't you have a computer? What are you doing with it? Well, the public began to get to want some answers. So David Wise takes a look at it. And he says, oh, well, I think we can find on here. We find evidence that Hunter Biden got a gun, purchased a gun, and lied on the application that he had not been involved with drugs when he had. That's a felony. We'll go after that. We look, what about all the taxes and the money coming through? No, all that's past the statute of limitations. It's been sitting too long. We can't do anything with it. So they do this gun deal. They're going to charge him. Then he plea bargains. He gets a plea bargain with the U.S. attorney. To basically get a slap on the hand, not even declare himself guilty on that, and no penalties at all. The federal judge looks at that and says, we've never seen a deal, sweet deal like that before. We're not going to accept it. So that throws it into a tizzy. Now that it's into a tizzy, suddenly Merrick Garland, who has been publicly saying, hey, David Weiser, the U.S. attorney, can do anything he wanted to prosecute these cases anywhere in the country. We find out that that wasn't true. That he had David Weiser said, look, the money that he received for these services, he received when he was in California. So the U.S. attorney in California has to file the indictments on that issue. The issue of him representing foreign governments, because that's called FRICA. And FRICA stands for the Foreign Relations, you know, the registry.
Right.
You can't register, you can't lobby for a foreign government unless you're registered in the U.S. government. It's a federal crime. So it's not a misdemeanor, it's a felony. Well, Hunter never did any of that. And he took millions of dollars from China, from Ukraine, from others. We know for a fact Ukraine got something back for it. They fired the prosecutor that was going after Hunter's employer, Burisma. So we know there was a quid pro quo. Anyway, because of all the hoopla, suddenly California comes out and says, okay, we're going to cooperate. We're going to take a look at it. Well, a couple of days ago, they announced their findings. We're going to indict Hunter on 9 different indictments. All 9 are dealing with taxes. In other words, he did bring in millions and millions of dollars, spent on hookers, strip clubs, escort services, fast cars, but nothing else. He's paying any taxes. So we're going to go after him because of that. They issued 9 indictments. 6 of them are misdemeanors, which means basically they could be plea bargained away to nothing. Excuse me. 3 of them are felonies. Well, out of those 3 felonies, you're going to find out here in the future, as in dealing with taxes, they're going to be able to, the defense is going to claim, hey, don't you remember Delaware? And the statute of limitations right now. So while it looks like they're doing something, they're trying to convince the American people, see, we're going after Democrats the same as you are Republicans. We are a very just Justice Department. Nothing can be further from the truth.
Right.
They have set this thing up to make it look like they're doing something, when at the end of the day, Bill, nothing will happen. And of any consequence to any value, unless, see, now the FBI has something over Joe Biden again. If they want something done and Joe refuses to cooperate, you're going to see this suddenly get nasty, and they're going to try to force Joe out. If he does what they tell him to do, they're going to just continue to ignore it. What a horrible way to have the President of the United States being held hostage because of his corruption. Isn't that amazing?
Well, you know, not so. I mean, the FBI, what I know about the FBI, you know, with J. Edgar Hoover was a big gatherer of information.
That's for sure.
And he supposedly had his little drawers full of, you know, that he would use as his chips in the big poker game so he could direct certain things and everything else. And that's supposedly what was going on with that. So it doesn't surprise me they're trying to do it with that. But here's my question about this. With this the way it is right now, with what we've got going on with the January 6th people, with what we've got going on with Israel, with what we've got going on with Ukraine, is all of this sort of a diversionary tactic that for the media to parade out there so that the rest of America looks away from the other things?
It is very much so. I mean, there's no question what you're saying is accurate, Bill. Here's what they're attempting to do. They put out what they think will grab your attention, what the consequences being the way they want them to be. So in other words, okay, we're upset. You know, there's been accusations of corruption. Guess what? That's on everybody's mind. We're going to follow that. We'll put Hunter, how about throwing him under the bus, half under the bus, so we can pull him back out when we need to. Make you think things are going on. That way you'll be so wrapped up with that story, you won't pay attention to what's happening in Ukraine. You won't pay attention to what's happening at other points in the campaign. So once you lose interest in this story, you'll find another one to get your attention to where they want it to be, not on the main thrust of America.
In the interim, while the FBI, I can see why the FBI would want to do this, but this is presupposing that Biden's going to be president again in the next term. Which, you know, looking at the polls and everything, Trump's sort of handing him his lunch on that one. And I hear all the stuff about them stealing the election again. I don't think it's a logistically feasible for them to do it the same way because too many people are looking now. But in the event that it isn't Biden, This will be one of those things where then they're just going to drop it, aren't they? They're just going to drop it, and just everything will just vanish unless Trump picks it back up.
There's no question that they're going to attempt to drop anything. Here's what I want to tell your listeners. The deep state is what we'll call them, the far left. They don't care about Joe Biden, per se. They care about power, the office of the presidency. If they feel like Joe Biden can keep helping deliver and keep that, then that's what they're going to do. They're going to protect him any way they can. If they begin to feel like he's a liability, which maybe they're hitting that very strongly now, then suddenly they will do what's necessary to cut him loose, let him go after Joe, let him go after Hunter, et cetera, so that we can get him stepped aside so we can put somebody else in and hopefully have a better chance of retaining the power of the office of the presidency.
And this is a quick yes or no, but we're going to be talking again, so we can explore this a little deeper tomorrow if you want to. Is it more important to go after the deep state or after Hunter Biden, which is a symptom of the deep state?
No, it's more important to go after the deep state to eliminate it.
Yeah.
And the problem, I'll leave you with this, because I know we're closing. The problem with that statement is the deep state is very deep. We're talking about the Clintons, the Obamas, current the Bidens. I mean, it runs so deep with CIA, FBI, et cetera, that, you don't realize how bad it is until you get a look underneath the hood.
Could one president possibly make a difference?
I believe he can. And I will tell you this. I believe only Trump is able to do so.
Right.
Why is that? Because he has the wherewithal to be able to withstand it. And I'll leave you with this particular thought.
Make it quick.
Any other president would be, as Trump, having a Trump getting sued, you know, left and right, et cetera, wouldn't be able to have the finances to withstand his own defense. I mean, Trump lost almost $2 billion.
Yeah.
As president.
Yeah.
Nobody else could afford to do that.
Yeah. Trump can take it. Thank you for joining me, Michael Letts. Find him at investusa.org and on American Thinker. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.